Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to thank all my listeners out there in radio land. We have a word on today, so get ready, get ready. He said, those that have a listening ear, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Amen. So we're going to go ahead on, first of all, with our announcement. First of all, I'm going to start off with one word from the Lord on Tuesday night. That's the Power Impact team. That's Apostle and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Oh, my God, it's just awesome, awesome. They come on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I also want to encourage you to, if you need a life coach, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I want you to hook up with them on Facebook. You can go on Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page, and you can inbox her and let her know what you need. Hey, man, you know, we're living in the last days, so don't get left out. God is wanting you to come closer and to get what you need so you can go on and tell someone else about Jesus. You know, sometimes people can run off and run out and don't think they need no training. And when you get out there, you don't know what to do, and then you mess somebody up and somebody know a little Bible. They put you on the run. But, you know, if you get what you need, then you can stand strong and stand firm in the Lord. So I encourage you to inbox them and let them know what the need may be so they can help you and train you and send you out. Amen. And I want you to know, just send them a little offering every now and then. When you think about it, send them an offering. So we appreciate y'all. We appreciate what you do. Send them an offering. Glory to God. Let's move on. And next we have on Saturday, every Saturday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Awesome woman of God. Praise the house down. Good God Almighty, they word on yesterday was just awesome. It was just awesome, awesome. I ate good. Hallelujah. Yes, I listen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I take it in. You know, you come sometimes wanting a word, and then when a word come forth, you don't take it in, it ain't going to do you no good. But that was an awesome word on yesterday, so I encourage you to go back and listen. The shows are pre-recorded, and she comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The word comes forth. Hallelujah. The prayer comes forth. Glory to God. It delivers you. It sets you on high, and it sets you free. Glory to God. So don't miss it each and every Saturday. Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. And if you move on down on Sunday, we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. And the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to know to tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As you can see, so many things are going on around us. You know, hallelujah. We knew that these times were coming. You know, some didn't believe it, and they were just going on about their merry way, doing whatever they thought they can do and everything that they were big enough to do. But, you know, you can see as we're coming, amen, to an end. Hallelujah. So you need to get what you need, hallelujah. Can all you can while you can, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let God be God in your life. Let him release some of the things that's going on in your life and pull you in the direction in which you need to be pulled in. Because some are being pulled in the wrong direction. So I want you to come on in and get in, hallelujah, and hear what the Lord is saying on today. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And the next voice you'll hear will be Minister Elaine Jackson, a voice of truth, Worldwide Ministries. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget, you'll take a break, and then I'm going to let you go over and show Minister Elaine some love. Like I said, amen, you know, now people are trying to hold their hands so tight. I know it. I hear you. So she came back on talking about money. Well, guess what? Hallelujah. I'm going to release whatever the Lord tell me to release. Glory to God. My God, my God. And this is a time, you know, you're getting money. Hallelujah. So you need to release and give an offering. Go over and give Minister Elaine an offering. Amen. All the shows come on as ministry with you in mind. I encourage you to come on and go ahead and give an offering. And I also encourage you, if you want to become a partner, amen, you can hit them up on Facebook, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, and inbox them and let them know that you want to become a partner. And they will walk you through the steps on how to become a partner. You know, amen, glory to God. It's okay. Hallelujah. If you want to partner with us, hallelujah, we don't mind you partnering with us. Hallelujah. You know, some partner with the wrong thing, but I'm going to lead in the right direction on the next. How about that? Glory to God. So we're only asking for $25 or more. I always say there are more because, you know, if you want more, then you got to give more. Well, if you want little, you give little. That's just the way it is. Amen. Whatever a man soweth, it said that. I always remember that shall he reap. So that means that could be, amen. You know, people say, well, I'm just going to sow some time. Well, that is what you'll reap. And if you want money, then guess what? You sow money, then guess what? That you shall reap. And if you sow seeds of discord, then guess what? That you shall reap. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So keep all the ministries in mind that comes on. Amen. Tuesday Apostle. Amen. Saturday Elder. Sunday Prophetic Corner Ministries. Also Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Amen. Keep all those in mind because it's ministry with you in mind. Now, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. If you have a prayer request, I will take the prayer request. All you have to do is press the 1, amen, and I will bring you in for prayer. You know, God is good and he is worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Hallelujah. You got to shout it from the rooftop and you got to walk in it. Don't. It doesn't matter, amen, if people know you're living for Christ or not. It doesn't matter. You live, amen, like you want to live, amen, like you're living, amen, for eternal life. You know, some just live for a day. They say, well, I'm just going to do this for a day. You know, I'm going to do this, but it ain't nothing right. Hallelujah. It's wrong. Hallelujah. But don't fall in those traps. You live like you want to live eternal life. Glory to God. They always hollering when you're dead, you're done. Glory to God. No, there's going to be two places, amen, that you're going to lay your head. Either in heaven or, you know, hallelujah. We're going to go on and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us this day, Lord God, to come together in the name of Jesus, oh, God, one another, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, grace, and your mercy, oh Father. Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice as they have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are the one that brought us out and brought us over into a new you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal the nation wherever it's hurting it, Lord, because we know people are still hurting through this, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, God, for our government. We pray, God, for each and every one, Lord God, in the White House. We pray for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to lead them and guide them in the right direction, oh Lord, because we know only you can do it, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the people of God, Lord God, as they share the word of God, Lord, to and fro, Lord God, in the hedges and the highways and byways, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are a healing God. You're the only one that can heal. You can heal supernaturally, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, you give the knowledge to the doctors, Lord God, the nurses, and each and every one of them, Lord God, on what to do and how to do through the medication. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for that, because we know only you can do that, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are here on today, and we thank you for those who are listening on the way of, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Let them hear a word that will change their very life. Let them hear a word that will make a quick turnaround in their life, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for the children. We pray for the parents, Lord God, that they turn around in this season and come to you, Lord God, that they draw near and closer to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to teach their children which way they should go and what they should do and whom they need to serve in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just say thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that everything that we need is in you, Lord God. Everything that we desire is in you, Lord. Everything, Lord God, that we can even think of or imagine, Lord God, is in you. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. And we hold on to the very word that's coming on forth on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise your heavenly name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, we're in a season. Hallelujah. We're in a season right now. God is calling his people to come on up higher. You know, some don't want to come up because they don't want people to know that they serve God, hallelujah, because they care more about the world system and they care more about friends than they do the one that sits high and looks low. Oh, my God. Glory to God. But you can't worry about that. You got to make sure that your spirit is right. Make sure that your soul is right. Make sure that you're safe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know you want to bring Mimi Nim on with you. I know you want to bring JJ Nim on with you. I know that. Glory to God. But you can't sometimes. You just got to step back. Make sure you get what you need and pray for them. Pray that God will send somebody by and they'll receive the word. Because sometimes you be so close and too close to a person in that circle, they won't hear what you're saying. They're, oh, it don't take all that. I remember back in the day, amen. I'm not that old, but anyway, I remember back in the day when I was going, you know, and going to place, and I would go to prayer, and I was faithful because I loved what I was getting, hallelujah. It's just like I had never had it like that before. Good God Almighty. I said, Lord, I like this. I didn't know that I could get what I got. You know, you could hear from the Lord, and then hallelujah, you could he'll talk to you, and he'll sup with you, and he'll tell you things that's to come, and he'll tell you things that's not to do. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I liked what I was doing. I liked the teaching. And someone said, "Well, you going to prayer again? You going to Bible study again?" Well, see, it was the making, glory to God, hallelujah. It was the making of the ministry of where I am today, glory to God, hallelujah. And I thank God, hallelujah, that I got what I got in that place. Then he took me, brought me over, and brought me into a new place where I could get even more. It's like, okay, hold up, you know, he'll do that, and he'll do this. Yes, Martha, he'll do that, and he'll do this. I said, what? Come on now. Glory to God. See, he starts you out in one place, then he takes you in another place where someone can pull out what's in you. Glory to God. So they can take you to that place that you need to be, and they can show you how to get there and how to pray for people and how to get them saved and what you need to do and how to operate in eloquence. Hallelujah. Not just go up, you know, some of us just, you know, go, well, hold up, girl. Let me tell you now. You need to get saved. You need to stop that, what you're doing. No, they show you how to go and talk to them, and they'll be able to receive what you're saying. So he took me there, amen, and then he brought me over into this place I am now with others. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's what you want to do. You might have started out somewhere else, but it's time for you to come over. You know, I'm just going to tell it like it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, y'all. You can crunch your seats and hold on. Just hold on to your chair. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. You'll get through it. Hey, man, if you don't went to church, just take your shoes off, honey. Just go ahead. Throw them stockings off. Glory to God. Men, just put them Stacey Adams to the side. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God really wants you to come on in and let him put you in a place where you can hear from him and where you can, what are you supposed to do? Whatever he's calling you to do. You know, because sometimes people say, well, you know, I think God is calling me to do this stuff. And sometimes it don't be him. Amen. It be somebody calling, but it ain't Jesus. So I tell you, if it ain't him, just hang up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I encourage you to come over on this side because they have extended the doors. They have opened the doors for you to come on and join and get what you need. Hallelujah. So you can go out and you can help somebody else. But I think now so many times people are so tied up in themselves. Hallelujah. The land, the houses, the cars, the husbands, the wives. Hallelujah. The this and the that. Hallelujah. You know, ain't nothing wrong with living that good life. That ain't nothing wrong with that. But just don't let that life get in the way of eternal life. Oh, good God Almighty. I think I said that again. Just don't let that life get in the way of eternal life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on over. They have the doors are open. If you can't get in touch with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, you have Minister Elaine Jackson that you can get in touch with. You have Minister Michelle Wilson. You have Prophetess Martha Williams. You have Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. We will hook you up with them if you can't get in touch with them. You know, now, this is not a plea bargain. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, it's not. I'm just telling you what he's saying, amen, in these days. But you need to come on in and get in. And listen, amen, glory to God. We have, amen, there's a lot that we do, and I'm not going to go all into that, amen. You'll have to come and get what you need in order to get all that. Because if I give you everything you need right here today, then guess what? You don't want to come, then you got, well, I done heard her, so no, I'm not going to do that, okay? So I encourage you to come on and hook up and get what you need because he's calling you to a higher calling. We're in seasons now. Seasons are changing so. Amen. And I know some of you have seen it on Facebook. We're going to get into the word. Just hold on. Amen. Hallelujah. I haven't forgot about the word. Amen. We're into a season now where, you know, my apostle that prophesied some things online. And I know y'all seen it. And you know what? It's happening right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I encourage you to get in where you fit in and watch God and let God be God in your life. Amen. We're going to go ahead now. I'm going to be reading from 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3. The title of my message is Speak, Lord, Your Servant is Listening. You know, when God speaks, do you really hear him? You know, when the Holy Ghost speaks to you, do you hear what he says? Or do you go on and do some other things? You know, I have prayed and prayed, amen, sometimes for some people, and sometimes I said, Lord, will you tell them? Let them be able to hear you. But guess what? When they hear it, then when they hear what he's saying and telling them not to do and what is to come, and guess what they do? Well, they go on and do it anyway. But guess what? They heard it. Let's go ahead and get into the word of God. I'm going to start at verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered under the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. See, during that time, amen, they didn't have they had very few open visions. If they did, they didn't really talk about it like we do now. We can have open visions. We can see things, amen, before they happen because of the Holy Ghost, amen. It hadn't yet came into the world yet. Hallelujah. Jesus hadn't yet went up and ascended on high. Amen. And sent his spirit back. Glory to God. Amen. But now you can see things. And see, that hadn't happened. That's what it's talking about right here. And Samuel was a child. He was a boy. Amen. Hallelujah. If you read the first chapter of 1 Samuel, then you'll understand, amen, everything you need to know. Amen. Because I want to make sure that I get this word out. Let's move on to verse 2. And it came to pass at the time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. In other words, Eli was getting old. You know how, you know, you get older, you got to have some glasses to see. Amen. Hold up, I can see far off. And amen. And I can't see close up. You know, just different things going to happen there. And that's what it was. But back then, amen, they didn't have no glasses. They didn't have many glasses and stuff like we do now. So we can get something to help us speak. Amen. A little bit further and read this word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Eli was getting old, and his eyes was waxing dim. He was losing his vision. Hallelujah. And the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. and Samuel was laid down to sleep. In other words, the lamp hadn't went out yet. They had to go in at least two times, amen, hallelujah, and put olive oil, to my understanding, in the lamp, hallelujah. So Samuel was in there and he was asleep. Now let's think about it. He was in there and he was in the temple sleep where the ark was. Let's think about it, the tablets of Moses, all that anointed for Moses. Aaron's, amen, rod was in there in the ark of the covenant too. All that was in there and he was in there asleep with it. That must have been some anointing in that room. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 4. That the Lord called Samuel and he answered, amen. That the Lord called Samuel and he answered, here am I. Hallelujah. And he ran unto Eli and said, here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. Okay, see right here, Samuel was sleeping in the temple and he thought that Eli had called him. But Eli didn't call him. Amen. He didn't call him. Well, understand, he had been taught, amen, about the Lord, you know, but those things, amen, he hadn't been taught. Because what it was, they, you know, understand, they said there were no open visions, and no one would, if they did have some encounters with the Lord, they didn't really say anything about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know if they're scared, you know, or they just sometimes didn't tell it. But see, they didn't really tell him about all that. So how the Lord will talk to you and how he'll speak to you. Understand, he was in there with all that anointing. He had the ark of God in there with him. Can you imagine the Ten Commandments on all that stuff was in there with him? Amen. Glory to God. So Samuel was getting ready, amen, for his ministry. That's what it was. This was God started to call him. See, Samuel heard about the Lord. But see, understand. He didn't know that he could have that type of relationship where he would come and he would speak to you and tell you things to come and he could see stuff and you could see things. See, that's what I was telling you, that if you come over here, amen, they're going to teach you all those things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you want to know because you don't want just a little bit. No, nobody likes just a little bit of something. Glory to God. You know, just think about it. If you go and you eat a little bit of pie and you say, okay, well, let's just say sweet potato pie, hallelujah. That's my family's favorite, hallelujah. You eat a little bit of sweet potato pie and then, you know, okay, well, I need to have me another piece of that, hallelujah. And if you eat a little piece, then guess what? You're going to want more, hallelujah. Well, I didn't know that. So now, you know, you want to get more. So in order to get more, you're going to have to reach out and get it, hallelujah. It ain't going to just come and drop on you. Hallelujah. You're going to have to reach out and get more. Let's move on. But Samuel did not know that, you know, these things could come to pass. So, hallelujah. He thought it was Eli calling him because he had been helping Eli. Eli couldn't get what he couldn't see. So Samuel had been under him and helping him to, you know, get around and fixing his meals and making sure he was okay because he was old and his eyes was waxing dim. So he was kind of like his armor bearer, let's just say, and he was helping him out. So when he heard this call, you know, he thought it was Eli. Hallelujah. Well, Eli didn't even know, amen, in the beginning. He didn't even think about it. So, you know, that's when you got to have a relationship, when you know that God is calling you and he's speaking to you and he's saying something to you. If you ain't got that relationship right now, then you don't know. You know, sometimes people can say, well, you know what the Lord told me. No, I'm sorry. Let me take that back. They said the Lord told me. I'm like, okay. And what did he say? And then they'll tell you what he said. I'm like, okay, all right then. You know, but that's when you have to have a sure enough relationship. Hallelujah. That's when you have to pull apart and take time and pray and seek his face and listen to the spirit of the Lord as he's talking to you. And hallelujah, just cutting all the TV down and everything. Can you imagine? Samuel was a little boy, but what happened? Samuel hadn't yet, if he was under Eli, then he, hallelujah, he wasn't out there chasing the girls and the boys and the men and the women. He wasn't out there doing none of that. He was under Eli, just taking care of Eli. So see, Samuel was ready. Hallelujah. Let's read on down just a little bit further. And he and the Lord called yet again, and Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. Thou didn't call me." And he answered, "Call not, my son. Lie down again." He was telling him, "Go lie down again. No, I did not call you." See, the Lord was calling. He was calling Samuel. He was yet calling him into his ministry. Glory to God. That's what it is. Now, you know, he'll call you into your ministry if you make yourself available. Hallelujah. But so many times people don't make themselves available. What they do, they so tied up. Lord, I got to get married before I get this old. Hallelujah. Lord, I got to have a wife before I'm getting old. Now I'm getting old. Lord, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I need your help, Lord God. Lord, would I ever get married? You know, I mean, this is the type of stuff you hear all the time. People be crying out like that. Well, do you cry for, "Lord, I need you to send me some souls so I can get them saved"? You know, God don't mind you having all that. But like I said, just don't let all that have you and you miss eternal life. He don't mind you having all that. But you should make it a priority in your life. He said, I hear you say, he said, man should not be alone. I hear you. Ladies, listen, let them come look for you. Don't you go look for them. You know, I'm seeing now the women asking the men to marry them. Good God, I said, what we done got to in this world? Jesus Christ, don't do that. Hallelujah. Let him come and ask you. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? We've been dating. Hallelujah, for so long, it's time for you to come up with a ring, buddy. What's wrong with you? That's just how they talk down south, you know. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God. Well, if he ain't came up with one and you've been dating a year, 2 years, hallelujah, chances are, amen, he probably ain't gonna come up with man. Glory to God. You better check him because he might be going to Susie Ann or Susie Bear house. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. See, Samuel, like I said, he didn't know that God could talk like that. When Samuel was being called into his prophetic ministry, when the Lord was calling him, because he was in there with all that anointing and he heard about the Lord, but he didn't know, amen, that he could speak to him like that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He was getting ready to be called into his prophetic ministry. My God, my God. And he was ready. Hallelujah. Because he was still a young boy at the time. Hallelujah. Serving up under Eli. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for thou didn't call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Now think about it. It took three times for Eli to figure out who would call. Come on. So what do you think Eli's relationship was? Amen. Eli was a priest. But what was Eli's relationship? Maybe he had got old and he just couldn't think like he used to. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know? And then he perceived that the Lord was calling him. So listen what he told him whenever he figured out who was calling him. You know, he said, "A sheep know my voice. A stranger you will not follow." But he didn't know at that point who was calling him. Therefore, Eli said unto Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Can you imagine? He's thinking, hallelujah, glory to God. Well, you know what? Is he going to call me again? Hallelujah. And I don't know. What is going on? Now, just think about it. You know, if you go and lay down, they tell you to go lay down and say, "Speak, Lord, thou servant hears." Come on now. Well, what you going to think? Some people will probably get scared. Hallelujah. You know, there are some things that happen sometimes, amen. It might frighten you, but God is not there to frighten you. Nothing, amen, about him frightens you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And sometimes stuff will catch you off guard, but to frighten you, hallelujah. You need to tell that spirit, amen, you've got to get. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. To verse 10. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." And the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I will do a thing in Israel at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. He was telling, the Lord was speaking to him and telling him what was getting ready to happen. See, that's when Samuel was getting ready to walk into his prophetic ministry. See, he wants to pull some of you into your ministry. Hallelujah, glory to God. But you won't listen. You won't come on and come on in. You think what you're doing is more important than what he has for you to do. Glory to God. But no, it's not. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you just got to throw everything to the side. You got to throw bedspreads. You got to throw pillowcase. You got to throw the pillow. You got to throw the phone. Hallelujah. You just got to throw some stuff to the side and say, Lord, I want you to work in me. Lord, I want you to bring me up in a place where I can hear even the more what you're telling me to do and how you want me to do it, Lord God. Don't let me miss it. Because whatever you're doing, Lord God, in this season, Lord God, don't do it without me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's where you got to get. And you know what? Some people, it's hard for them to get there because they're so caught up in, you know, I want to be happy. Well, you know what? I was thinking about that on yesterday. Amen. Glory to God. You know what, Lord? I am happy. I said, if I had to go through all this stuff, I see some of the people, amen, the way they go through, Lord, I said, I'd rather be in the corner with a goldfish and a puppet. Because guess what? The puppet, amen, all he going to want to do is me to feed him, and I'm taking him out for a walk and bring him back. Hallelujah. Then he going to go over there to that bed. Amen. Later, I go to sleep, or he going to do whatever he needs to do. Hallelujah. And the goldfish, they going, when I pour the food in there, all they going to do is come and get the food and go on back down and swim around in the tank. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Guess what? They ain't going to cause you no problem. Hallelujah. But some of the things you see people go through, and you think about that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But understand, I'm just saying it, amen, just to be a little funny. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, if man comes looking for you, amen, ladies, then that's fine. But don't go looking for them. And don't be asking them, amen, for no ring and it's time for you to marry and all that. God, don't do it. Don't do it. You know, that's just not what he said. You know, that's contradicting God's word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants you happy. Amen. If they're going to make you happy, he'll give him to you. Hallelujah. Just right. Just like you like it. Let's move on to verse 12. In that day, I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I began, I will also make an end. He had already spoke what was going to happen to Eli, you know, and what was going to happen to Eli's son, Hophni and Phinehas, because they were doing things that was ungodly. They were sinning, amen, left and right, hallelujah. And he was saying that he was going to do these things, amen, so they can get ready, get ready. He said they were going to happen. Hallelujah. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquities which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. In other words, he said, Eli knew that his sons were doing wrong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And guess what? He did not nothing. He didn't restrain them. He was supposed to correct them. But he didn't. He just let them went on. So guess what? There's some repercussions that comes along with that. And let me say this too, amen. You know, even in the church home, hallelujah, in the church house, rather, when things go on and the pastor, amen, and the prophet or the, amen, you say the assistant pastor or the other, whoever, amen, is in charge, know it. And they restrain them not, and they don't correct these things, amen, that are wrong, then that blood stain is on their hand, hallelujah. If you're sitting in a crowd of people and somebody say, amen, you know, I understand you're sitting in a crowd, hallelujah, and somebody say some crazy stuff, like I'm going to kill somebody or something such as, you know, you say, oh, why, what's wrong? You know, you got to ask them, is there anything I can do? Can I pray with you or something? Because sometimes you can hear some stuff. If somebody said, well, you know what, I don't like them, I just don't, well, why? What have they done to you? Because sometimes people will judge people by what other people say, and they haven't even gotten to know them. You know, what I mean by killing with their tongue, you know, and then that way you can pray for them. Hallelujah. We got to get in this thing where we get in this prayer mode. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And pray about everything. He said, pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That means a lot of stuff you can pray for and you can stop from happening. I'm encouraging y'all to come on over here. Amen. And you'll figure it out. Hallelujah. And he said it will come to an end because Eli did not restrain his boys from doing what they were doing. And he knew what they were doing because they told him what he was doing, but he still didn't restrain them. He didn't correct them. And so now they got to pay the price. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 14. And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever. He was saying, you know, it wasn't no sacrifice, because, you know, when usually when they were sinning, they would sacrifice bull, goats, and all those kind of things, and chickens and all that kind of things. But he said there was no sacrifice for this sin. Hallelujah. Because Eli knew, and he let it kept on going. He did not restrain his sons. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, ain't it something, amen, when sometimes people know things are going on, amen, in their house, and I just say in their churches, and, you know, and then they continue on. No, God is going to, listen, he's going to correct some things. It's time now for some corrections, hallelujah, to come forth. So if you're over someone, amen, hallelujah, then guess what? You need to correct them. And I hope you ain't doing the same thing that they doing, because if you don't, he's going to correct you too. Hallelujah. You bet, you know, when people read this word and they feed it to other people and they don't listen at it themselves, you got to take it in yourself. Because you can't let that thing go on and not be corrected. Hallelujah. I was talking to someone and I was encouraging them. I said, well, listen, I have something I need to talk to you about, if you don't mind, you know. Hallelujah. Like I said, you don't go there and say, girl, boy, you need to listen now. I'm telling you now, this is the Lord. You need to stop, you know. You can't come off like that. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Then they ain't going to listen. And, well, I don't want to hear what you got to say. No, I don't. Hallelujah. So, you know, I said, listen, there's something I need to talk to you about. You know, we can cut off our blessings by what we do. I said, if we out there sinning and doing everything we want to do and thinking it's okay, but no, it's not okay. I said, because we're cutting off what he has for us. I said, so we don't want to do that. I said, so, you know, you have to make sure that you ain't doing nothing, amen, to stop the flow of your blessings. Because I pray, I said, Lord, if I'm stopping my flow, if there are things that you got coming for me and I done stopped or I done backed them up, then, Lord, let me know. I want you to tell me so I can loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. So you got to learn, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. You can stop your own flow, hallelujah. You can get so into trying to make other people happy and trying to do your own thing and just leave God out of the equation. Let's move on to verse 15. And Samuel lay until the morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. In other words, Samuel did not want to tell him. He didn't want to tell him. In the beginning, he didn't want to tell him. But guess what? Some things are hard to tell, and you have to pray about it. You know, he said, give honor where honor's due. Amen. But give glory to God. Hallelujah. I give honor where honor's due. Hallelujah. So these were some things, Lord, I hear you. These were some things that I had to learn. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I know, listen, I don't have to pump anybody up. I don't have to tell you, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. So I'm going to tell you like this right here. She can hold her own. She don't need me to pop her up, okay? Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm just telling it like it is, hallelujah. I'm just doing what the God said do, hallelujah. And that's where you walk, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, and that's what you need to do to come and get what you need. You know, God has opened the doors, and he's calling his people to come on up higher. But you know what? Don't think you know everything either, because you don't. There's some stuff you hadn't even learned yet. Understand, we ever get learning every day. And when you read the Bible, he shows you different things every day. Hallelujah. But you got to be open to it. If you're closed and you want to feed off other people, well, you know, that's what he said. Yes, you listen at the pastor. You take in what they said. Yes. Yes. And you use it. Yes. It's the right thing. Yes. But you also got to dig in his word also on your own and talk to him and get a personal relationship with it. Hallelujah. To know what it is he's saying and what exactly he wants you to do. Let's move on. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, here I am. And he said, what is the thing that the Lord has said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee and more also. If thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. He was saying, don't you hide nothing. He said, tell it like it is. He said, because I'm going to tell God to do to you. Amen. Do so to thee as more so than what he was saying he was going to do to his sons. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm telling you, you know, you don't want nothing here when it comes down to the word of God. Some people reject it. Yes, they do. So, well, can I tell you something? I had someone tell me one time, the Lord was telling me, he said, tell them this and tell them that. So what they said is, oh, you're killing me. So guess what I did? I said, Lord, that's it. Now, don't do that to me again, please. Okay? So they said I was killing them. But everything that I said, it came to pass. He was letting them know so you can get ready. But the last thing they did, they weren't prepared for what was to come. And it was a myth. Hallelujah. But if you had heard what the prophet was saying, then you could have prepared yourself for these things that were coming. Hallelujah. So that's what I'm saying. See, God will prepare you. Hallelujah. He sends his word through his prophet. Hallelujah. He'll send his word through someone else. Amen. What the anointing is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 18. And Samuel told him every whit and did nothing and hid nothing from him. And he said, it is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. He was going to do it anyway because he had already told him twice. He sent it one time through someone else, and then he sent it again through Samuel. Hallelujah. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him and did let none of his words fall to the ground. You see, Samuel ministered started through what he had heard the Lord was saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When he was listening, he had a listening ear. He hadn't been yet contaminated. Hallelujah. He was focused and his heart was right. And he was in there with all that anointing. So guess what? That he was getting ready to launch out in his ministry. Hallelujah. And all Israel from Dan, even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. You see, right there, God started. Hey, amen, glory to God. Samuel rolled over into his ministry. Hallelujah. You know, it had to be hard for him to tell him what was going on. See, God wants to roll you over into your ministry, but you're too busy. Hallelujah. You're too busy out shopping. You're too busy on the phone. You're too busy on social media seeing who said what about who man with who. Oh, my God. Who got caught with who. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're too busy. Hallelujah. You need your household fixed, but you're too busy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You won't let the Lord minister to you because you're too busy doing other things. Every time you turn around, I got to run here. I got to run there. Hallelujah. I ain't got time for the Lord to speak to me. Although I'm going to pray a little bit. Hallelujah. And then I got to go for my favorite TV show coming on. You're getting too busy, hallelujah, to sit still and lay down like Samuel did, hallelujah, and let the Lord minister to you. You're too busy, glory to God. Well, I got to go. They got a sale over here, and they got one over here. Glory to God. You're too busy, hallelujah. Every time you turn around, you're on social media. What time do you have to spend with the Lord? You're too busy, glory to God. Well, I just want the Lord to send me a man. Lord God, I'm praying for a man. I'm praying for a woman. You're too busy saying, Lord, Lord, I want you to speak to me. Speak to my spirit. Let me know, Lord God, what you want me to do in this season, Lord God. Am I on the right track? Or do I need to get back back. Glory to God. You're too busy. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm on the phone. God, don't tell me he did that. God, don't tell me she did that. Where was they at? What did they do? You're too busy. Glory to God. That's your path you take every night. Hallelujah. Then you give God just a little bit of your time. You're too busy. Well, they're having Bible study at the church, but I can't go because I got to stay at home. I got to watch that show coming on tonight. I want to see it. Glory to God. You're too busy, glory to God, to give him all that he desires, all that he wants from you, all that he needs from you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're just too busy. Hallelujah. You got to make yourself available. Hallelujah. You see, Samuel launched down in his ministry, and because, amen, hallelujah, he was humble, glory to God, and God launched him out in his ministry, in his prophetic ministry, hallelujah. He wasn't too busy, hallelujah. Yes, he was still a boy, glory to God, yes, he was. But understand, grown-ups get so busy, they ain't got time for nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got to go here. Oh, my God. We got soccer practice here. We got all this right here and all that, you know. I'm going to just keep my children in something. You know what? If you keep them in Jesus, hallelujah. Now, all this other stuff wouldn't matter. There's nothing wrong with letting them do the academic skills, you know, and all that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But don't get them in too much to where you can't spend no time with God, and they can't spend none either. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come against this spirit of busyness right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I pray for every soul that's too busy, Lord God, that they turn around and come back to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so you can help them to launch their ministry, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I pray right now, oh Lord God, that that spirit of busyness, Lord God, if they're just that busy, Lord, that you show it to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because I miss my time with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to come back, hallelujah, oh my God, and begin to hear what I'm telling you, begin to listen, hallelujah, glory to God, to spend time with me, to get your personal relationship with you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I come against that spirit of busyness, oh God, on the phone all the time, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I come against that spirit of busyness, Lord God, when they go to prayer, go to Bible study, Lord God. They can't hear you, Lord God, for hearing what the last conversation they had with someone else. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I come against that spirit, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, and we give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray, we come against that spirit of bitterness. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's nothing like spending time with the Lord. Letting him, amen, speak to you and, hallelujah, show you which way to go and what to do. It's nothing like it. Hallelujah. Just sometimes just sit in silence and listen to, Lord, I'm listening to you. Everything else, it just don't matter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to reiterate, hallelujah, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, and he wants to talk to you. He wants to sup with you. He wants, amen, hallelujah, to get that personal relationship with you. Glory to God. Well, he'll speak to you, hallelujah, just like he spoke to Samuel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you. Don't forget the show. Hallelujah. That comes on Monday night. I'm sorry, Tuesday night. Oh, my God. Monday night. Hallelujah. The show that comes on Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor, the show that comes on Saturday, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. And then We're the Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. Hallelujah. The first hour, Minister Elaine Jackson. Hallelujah. The second hour, you have a 30-minute break. And I forgot to mention, she is an author. She's working on a second book. The first one is still available if you want it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go over and you'll see it on her page. She has two pages. She has it on her page how you can purchase that book. So, amen, glory to God. Go over and show us some love and purchase her book. Amen, and get ready for the second one. Amen, hallelujah. Become, amen, a partner and let God be God and come on in and hallelujah. You need a mentor. You need a marriage counselor. You know, there are some people that really need marriage counselors. Well, guess what? Ha, hallelujah. They got the years, amen, the experience and everything else. Glory to God. They got it. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to hook up with them on Facebook. Hallelujah. Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. Hallelujah. And let them mentor you. Glory to God. So they can help you, walk you through some of that stuff, and you wouldn't even have to, hallelujah, be stressed out about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And don't forget, he wants to walk you into your ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and I'm going to give the call, amen, to salvation. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Jesus is Lord. Make Jesus Lord in your life. You know, there are sometimes you have so many other things that's so important, but ain't nothing more important than eternal life. Nothing. Hallelujah. I can't think of one thing that's more important than eternal life. Glory to God. Amen. Because when people say you're dead, you're done. No, it's two places. Amen. And one or the other is one where thou wilt dwell. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord, into what you want me to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed, every thought, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and everything that I didn't do, Lord, when you told me to do it. Father God, I repent. In Jesus' name I pray. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood-washed, born believer. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that it was you. Glory to God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing that you gave your life to Christ on this day. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead now and I'm going to do the benediction. But don't forget, Minister Elaine will be coming up in 30 minutes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless from before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome Sunday. Hallelujah. The rest of the week, amen. Be blessed. Hallelujah. And we'll see you back on next Sunday. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.